So let's review. If someone made a nether to prohibit the consumption of meat and wine for the entire year, Zok the Mishnah, Paischem b'yamim tayvim b'shabbosos, the Chacham may remove the nether with a Pesach that he would not have made the nether had he known Shas l'tzar b'shabbos. A person may not deprive himself on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Therefore, b'rishayin ha'yo emrim eisna yamim mutarin b'shar kol yam masurin. The Chacham initially ruled that the nether is nullified only for Shabbos and Yom Tov, but remains in effect for Yom Yisachil. However, B'kiva ruled that once a neder is partially nullified, it becomes completely nullified. And the Ran cites the Yerushalmi that the source is in the Pasuk, Ish ki yidur neder la'Hashem, kechol ha'yitz mipiv yasa. He must fulfill all that he states with his mouth. Mashma, davka kishakulei kayim. This applies only when the neder is whole. But hutu miktasei, hutur kulei. When the neder is partially nullified, he's not obligated to fulfill it. However, the Chacham hold, we do not say neder shutim gitzasai hutr kulei. The Mishnah elaborates on the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Ketzad, amar koinim she'eni nana l'kulchem, hutr echad mehen hutr kulei. If someone makes a neder that he will not benefit from a group of people, if the neder was nullified for any one person of the group, regardless of which one, it is nullified for all others as well. Neder shehut miktzatzei hutr kulei applies because when he says kulchem, it's one neder for all of them. However, she'eni nena l'zeh u'l'zeh, if he said, I will not benefit from you and from you and from you, although the Gemara says that our Mishnah concurs with Reb Shimon who holds l'zeh u'l'zeh klal ahava, it's also considered one neder for all people. However, as the Ran explains that the Gemara earlier in the Chavav says, that this is a case of she'tolo'in zeh b'zeh. V'amar pleni kepleni u'pleni kepleni. After making a neder for the first person, he said that the second person should be like the first person, and the third person should be like the second person, and so on. Therefore, neder shehut miktzaseh hutr kulei does not apply, because these are considered a separate neder for each person. However, it depends for which one person the neder was nullified. Hutr harishon hutr kulei. If the neder was nullified for the first person, it's nullified for all others, because shekulin hayu tlun barishon. They were each successively contingent on the one before them, ultimately to the first person. However, huta ha'achrin ha'achrin mutar b'kulin asurin. If the neder was only nullified for the last person, it is not nullified for all others because rishonim einun tluyim boy. The others are not contingent on the last person. This reasoning also explains hutar ha'mtzoy. Hemenu lamata mutar, hemenu lamayla asur. In the Mishnah's next case, she'ani nena l'zeh karbon u'l'zeh karbon tzrichin pesach l'chol echad ve'echad. If he states, I will not benefit from you with a neder and from you with a neder, etc., each neder must be nullified separately, because as the Gemara explains, Reb Shimon hi t'chimatke karbon prata hava. The Mishnah concurs with Reb Shimon that when he says karbon for each one, it becomes a separate neder for each person. The Mishnah continues with other examples of neder shod miktzasai hutr kulei. A person made a neder that he will not drink all wines because they are detrimental to the stomach. If he was informed that aged wine is beneficial to the stomach, the neder is nullified for miyushin and all other wines as well, because neder shehut miktzaseh hutr kulei. Similarly, he made a neder that he will not eat all onions because they're detrimental to the heart. If he was informed that the kufri onion is beneficial to the heart, the neder is nullified for kufri and all other onions as well, because neder shehut miktzasai hutr kulei. As we see in just such an incident, ma'isahaya v'hiti remeir b'chala b'tzalim, remeir permitted the neder to all onions. The Ran explains, however, that there is a distinction between the latter cases of Yain of Betzalim and the Mishnah's first case of Paischem l'Shabbos of Yom Tovim, in that in the cases of Yain of Betzalim, Hutr me'ila b'loy Pesach, the neder is not effective and it does not even require Hetar Chacham because Iker Tois Beker on neder. The error existed when he made the neder in that Lo Niskaven Me'ilam. He did not intend to place a neder for Yain Me'yushin and Betzal HaKofri. However, in the case of Shabbos of Yom Tovim, Tzorach Pesach La'atiroi, the neder is effective and it does require Heter Chacham, because Leker Tois Beker HaNeder. He did intend to make a neder for Shabbos B'Yom Tov, knowing that a complete year includes Shabbos B'Yom Tov. Zok the Mishnah. If someone placed a neder on his wife that she's prohibited to benefit from him, and he would be compelled to divorce her, the Mishnah rules, the neder may be nullified through a pesach of the neder's honor, or even his children's honor. Bezin asks the neder, would you have made the neder had you known that people will say that you're accustomed to divorce your wives, and that your daughters are children of divorced parents? If the neder says, had I known, I would not have made the neder, it is nullified because, as the Ran explains, there is no concern that he is lying because he's not embarrassed to admit that he would have made the neder anyway. The Mishnah continues with Nidri Taos, erroneous Nadar. Kainim Shani Naises Plainis Kura, Vaharehi Na, Shchaira, Vaharehi Levana, Kitsara, Vaharehi Arucha, Mutraba. A person who makes a neder that he will not marry so-and-so because he thinks that she is ugly when in fact she is pretty, or he thinks that she has a dark complexion when in fact she has a light complexion, or he thinks she is short when in fact she is tall. These nedarim are not effective, and they do not even require hetel chacham because shah neder, tos, these are erroneous nedarim. However, this is not the case when leim mipnei shehi ku'ura v'nasas na, shcheir v'nas levana, ketzar v'nasas arucha. She was ugly at the time of the neder, but she subsequently became pretty. Or she had a dark complexion, b'shas neder, but it became light. Or she was short, but became tall. These nedarim are effective and cannot be nullified through these pesachim because ein peischin b'neilid. A neder cannot be nullified through a pesach that did not exist at the time of the neder. However, the Gemara mentions that Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, afel ku'ura v'nasas na, shcheir v'nasas levana, ketzar v'nasas arucha. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees and says that the neder can be nullified through these pesachim because, as Ran explains, svirli the peischin b'neilid. He holds that a neder can be nullified through a pesach that did not exist at the time of the neder. And the Mishnah continues with an incident. Someone made a neder to prohibit benefits from his niece who was ugly, so that he will not have to marry her. She was taken to Rabbi Shmuel's home, and he made her look nice. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel b'ni mizuna darta. Rabbi Shmuel showed her to the neder and asked, my son, was this the subject of your neder? Amalei lav. V'hitira Rabbi Shmuel. The neder answered, no. And Rabbi Shmuel nullified the neder. V'aisa shabacha Rabbi Shmuel v'amar. B'nois Yisrael nois hein. Elisha anies minav altan. At that moment, Rabbi Shmuel began to cry and said, all Jewish daughters are pretty. It's only through poverty that their appearances become distorted. V'kosh ames Rabbi Shmuel. When Rabbi Shmuel passed away, the Jewish daughters lamented and said, the Jewish daughters mourned Rabbi Shmuel is passing. The Gemara continues with several incidents in which the Chacham pursued Shalom Bayis, even when it was degrading to their personal honor. Hanalach Perek Reb Elazar, we have Baruch Hashem completed the 9th Perek of Masechet Nedarim, and we'll begin the 10th Perek, Na'ar HaMarasa, in the next daf, the Ezra Sasha.